Proclamation number 5064 of 16th of February, 1951. God's joy in the love of His children. I truly take pleasure in my earthly children's love for me and am always willing to kindle this love for me evermore, because this also signifies increased beatitude for my children if they unite with me evermore and receive the evidence of my reciprocated love. That they hear me, that they hear my voice within themselves is the most delicious gift. Only love prepares bliss, and therefore it must also be kindled in you. A fire must blaze up in you which spreads light. Your heart must long for unification with me, for this is love, that you long for union with me. Every earthly child which acknowledges me as Creator and Father of eternity also wants to be united with me and thereby increase the strength within itself. It unconsciously longs for the state it was in at the beginning when it still loved me as a sign of its perfection. It voluntarily left this state. It denounced its love for me. It turned away from me and became unhappy, since only love can cause true bliss. But I want to give you purest happiness again. I want to let you taste the delights of my love which, however, also requires your love in return in order to be effective. I want to excite your hearts so that they beat towards me. I alone want to captivate your senses. I want every thought of yours to be only meant for me, that you push towards me and offer your hearts to me. I want to possess you fully and completely and for all eternity. This is why I want you to let your love for me flare up, that you turn all your thoughts towards me, that I am the most desirable thing to you, that you seek me with all seriousness and, once you have found me, never ever leave me out. I want your heart and soul to press towards me and that I myself can let my love radiate into you in order to make you blissful beings. And therefore I constantly court your love and rejoice over every child which allows itself to be drawn up by me to my heart. And my fatherly love will never let go again what has once voluntarily surrendered to him. Amen.